Welcome, listeners of the Book Boys podcast. We know it's been a while. This is kind of half an episode, I'd say. Episode 9.5, we're calling it, because obviously episode 10 is the big movie. Well, we'll talk about that more when we get there. But anyway, we felt it'd been so long since we recorded that we thought we'd, you know, a little something for those loyal listeners. And
An increasing number.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, the last few podcasts have been getting a lot more listens than the ones before that.
Well,
so
nice.
We're very pleased, and
we're going to try to keep it up.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to thank all of our regular listeners, and yeah. So, Eloa, why don't you start us off?
That's an interesting...
Yeah, we don't have anything prepared for this episode.
Exactly.
We just wanted to record something. So
please forgive us if we sound too lost at times.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you want to talk about books or us?
Maybe we can start off with books and then kind of see...
Where that goes.
Something. Let me first start off. Are you currently reading anything?
I am, even though I took a little break because we are currently studying very intensely for our baccalaureate.
Two and a half weeks away from our final exams.
That's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And I feel like the stress isn't helping me with reading, so that's not good at all.
Yeah. I mean, I should okay, now I'm gonna.
Yeah, me
some
too.
Time to actually read
but even when I read, I'm like, oof, you know, back of my mind, I should have studied more today.
Exactly.
And there are a lot of distractions as well, so it's even harder to focus on certain things. Even though you've said that coming to school here is very helpful in focusing because you're kind of forced to focus.
Yeah, and with other people around you who are studying themselves and everyone's kind of going through the same thing, it's a lot easier to put yourself in that mindset. But when you're at home, it's just you're surrounded by your family and you're just kind of alone.
Yeah.
Which I find is very demotivating.
So that's true. And you also live far away, so you're really committed to this whole school thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then when I make the whole journey over here with like the train and everything, then it's also kind of like... Well, I might as well study now that I did all this work.
Anyway. Yeah, you might as well not do it for nothing.
Yeah.
But instead, you just record a podcast,
exactly.
So, you know.
Yeah, but we've been wanting to do this for quite some time.
Yeah, and it's been hard to try to meet up as well. I've been sick, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm currently reading Leviathan
by
Paul Auster.
A classic.
A classic indeed. I mean, obviously, it's going to be kind of a monologue whenever we talk about a book because the other one isn't reading it. But I'm really enjoying that. And since we've kind of trailed off to like Murakami and then Franz Kafka, of course. But we just kind of went to like more Asian writers, I guess,
definitely,
for a while. And then to come back to just like an American writer who's very like Western in the way that he writes and very straightforward is... it was nice.
It's returning to the roots.
Exactly. And he's definitely my favorite author, and I don't think that'll ever change. So just reading kind of like a very classic book of his is nice.
Didn't you give the book to one of our viewers as well?
I did indeed.
Did she enjoy?
She did enjoy indeed. Yes. Well,
very nice.
Yeah.
We're quite the book spreaders of this school.
Yeah. We haven't discussed it much, me and her, but I'm sure when I finish it, we will.
If you guys find the time, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty busy.
Pretty busy indeed.
I'm currently reading the same books that I was reading 2 weeks ago, which is not a good thing.
Yeah.
It's by Arto Passimilani. I think that's his name. Very complicated.
Italian?
No, a Finnish author.
Finnish indeed. Wow.
Yeah, he's the most Finnish author. He's the most famous Finnish author. Because my dad went to study there for a while when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back with a bunch of his books. So... I'm reading a bunch of them.
Hmm.
I read another one by him before.
And they're translated to English?
I have them in French, but
okay.
I'm guessing English as well,
because
if it's in French, then it's probably in English.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. It's very linear stories, so it's usually a working man who leaves his job or his family and his family and like lives somewhere else.
Yeah.
And discovers Finland, basically, and it's the landscape descriptions, the people are very well... described, like you can relate them very well to your own life or like landscape.
Right.
So it's very interesting, and you learn a lot about the different perspectives
and
that each character has.
Is it really like the author's like, here's a story and it's from beginning to end, or is it more a snapshot?
No, it's
of
very.
Existence,
I'd say it's a.
Storyline?
It's not the whole. It's like, it's from the point of which their life changes to their death. I'd say
Their death.
I think the previous one that I read, he dies at the end.
Mm.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But you don't know the name, so it's all good.
Yeah. one of his books. Paul Auster does that a lot as well.
Yeah.
He'll start off with the conflict point, and then from there...
He works around. Yeah. But he goes back as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he relates back a lot. But the last, like, 20, 30 years are always just kind of paraphrased.
Yeah, very quick.
The last 50 pages of the book. Which, I don't know, I guess he just likes to finish a story with the main character dying.
Yeah, or maybe he just enjoys certain parts of his life a lot more, like when he was younger, a teenager.
Yeah.
Because so, often he describes those right after leaving school kind of years.
Yeah.
Maybe those were his best years.
Since the last podcast, I also started, I think for the third time, to try and read 4-3-2-1.
Which I have completed. I should get a medal for that.
Ago. Yeah, you should. So that's a 1,000-page book by Paul Auster. And twice I've gotten like 100 pages in, and this time I got like 50 pages in. But it's just, I don't know. I just can't do it. It's every time I'm like, I'm going to do it. You're like,
oh, you're like, no way.
So, that's a bit of a challenge.
It's quite a good
one. When I have some more time, like in the summer break, we're going on a train journey together.
Ooh, together. Yeah. We're going to be reading a lot of books in the train.
So I might just try and
you know what we're going to do? We're going to record some podcasts on the train. So you guys got something to look forward to?
Oh my God, that's so great. By the way, whenever I upload these podcasts, I always put explicit. So I'm just going to say fuck to, like, you know, so
now it's actually explicit. That's a good move.
Because we've never said a swear word in the 9 episodes.
Oh my God. Well, I guess I got a shit, you know.
Okay.
Oh, babe. No. Oh, yeah, my parents are listening.
Oh, my parents.
Maybe. I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah.
They have trouble finding iTunes, so.
Classic parents.
Classic parents, you know.
But yeah, so we'll have the episode 10 with our Italian friend.
Yes, we hope so, because it's getting kind of...
But he's... I've been talking to him a lot, and he has like 5 or 6 suggestions of even short stories with movies. So I think if
we could start off with that,
do those things, that'll be a very interesting podcast, which I think will go past the 1 hour mark, honestly.
Ooh, okay, well then we need to find a block in the day where we're all free.
So, but I think we'll have to record it after exams. So
definitely.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
I think we have a week in between exams and then traveling, so we can do it during that week.
Yeah. And then, we're going on basically for a month, we're traveling together.
Yeah.
And I think...
Wow, we're the only two that are staying together the whole time. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So I think throughout that month, we'll just kind of be reading books. And I think I might even... because my brother, he's in Peru now. And because he can't... You know, he's going for like... He went for like 3 months. He's coming back in a month. And because he can't just take like 10 books with him, he's using like the e-reader that we got from school as well. And just download books.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
So
I don't really like the e-reader though.
I mean,
it's worth a try.
Because we can maybe both take like 5 books, and that's kind of a stretch already.
I'm going to take so many books. Yeah,
exactly. So I think I'm going to use that. And then if you have some paper versions, then I can get like put them on my thing so we can read them simultaneously.
And then switch around, that's a good plan.
And I think having some
ambient
background noises of the train will be a nice way to set the scene for
those. Ooh, that's gonna be very nice.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't have anything prepared for this.
So. Yeah, what else do you want to talk about? Have you been studying for English for the baccalaureate, or what do you? Because I haven't at all.
I think I've spent 1 hour. Yeah,
I've done two practice papers, but I don't think really need to revise.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just going to reread the text that we have to read.
I do. I'm going to... We have 4 plays to read, so I'm going to reread 4 of them.
Is that everything then? Or is there other stuff on top of that as well?
We will be... No, we're... Either we have 2 papers, an unseen piece, paper 1.
Yeah, we have that as well.
Or a...
comparative.
Or 4 plays,
yeah.
Which we have to compare.
Yeah, so I have to read The Watchmen, a very famous
book. Oh, I love that. Oh.
Which I didn't read when we were supposed to. Yeah, so I might...
Ooh, Naughty Boy.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, so...
And then... Othello.
The movie is pretty good as well, if you want to watch it.
Othello, which is a Shakespearean play. And then The Reader, which is slightly... It's not as well known, but it's basically just... it's like 80 pages, so like not a short story, slightly longer. It's just kind of about the context of Nazi Germany and things of that nature.
Oh, so
those are the 3 things I have to read.
Well, the 4 plays I have to read is... Death of a Salesman.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first one. That one's extremely famous. It's like the most iconic American play.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Also iconic.
Oh, the 4 plays are like... Yeah. The 3rd one is Buried Child, and then there's Glass Menagerie. Okay. So 4 very famous plays.
Do you not have to do Macbeth?
We had to do them for our orals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I got Macbeth for my oral.
Mm.
I talked a lot about the soliloquies, which is when a character monologues to the audience about his life or his situation.
Or her. Yeah.
But I talked about Macbeth because he's constantly tormented, so he's talking to the audience about how he feels, and it really gives an insight into his life.
There's also a lot of that in Othello.
Really? You know, well, that's classic Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I've never read Othello.
Yeah, it's not that great. But I think it's interesting when you kind of break the fourth wall of a book like that, to like directly address the reader. Because in a way, I also think it's kind of just lazy storytelling. You have to literally have a character say,
it breaks,
this is what I think.
It does break the whole storyline.
Yeah.
Deadpool does that in his movie.
Yeah.
A bunch of times. And he's pretty proud of it, so.
Point proven, Deadpool's not exactly a work of art, in my opinion, so.
Yeah, but it is pretty, it succeeded pretty well. At least Deadpool 1 did.
Yeah.
It got like, I think it's the second most grossing.
Really?
Gross movie after The Passion of Christ.
Really? I thought it was Titanic was number one.
That's what I read.
Like Star Wars movies.
I'm not sure. We can read up on that.
Yeah, we'll read.
We'll give you the answer next podcast. Yeah. Probably not. At least it's the most viewed Marvel movie is what I know.
Hmm.
Maybe not since Infinity War.
Yeah.
Because that's a big deal.
I don't really care.
Which you are not going to go see. So why do you not like superhero movies?
Because, which is, this is quite a popular opinion, so I don't want to make it sound like this is just me thinking this, but it's just a money grab with some famous actors and storylines that just follow Freytag's triangle, and then have the main character or the set of main characters either set it up for the next movie, like they did in The Last Avengers, or just have the character come out on top and just win against their antagonist.
Yeah, but there are some that are like...
I mean, I appreciate the comics and the value of all that behind it, but I think the movies are just...
Yeah, but I feel like certain aspects of the movies are incredible, like the special effects. Some of the writing is just really good.
When I think of a movie, I just look at storyline mostly.
Yeah, that's your focus then, I guess.
Development, yeah.
But character development is incredible in those movies as well.
Well, let's...
let's not get excited here.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on, what are you talking
about?
But
the characters...
The cycle that Iron Man follows throughout all his movies is pretty cool.
Iron Man is good, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
But it is...
I named the classic.
Yeah, it is... Maybe we can talk about it on the next podcast with comic, because those are... That's
comics versus...
Also an adaptation.
That could be an idea. I have a couple of comics as well.
Yeah.
One of which you gave to me on my previous birthday, I think.
Yeah.
Which was almost a year ago.
Did I get you... Oh, yeah.
You got me a comic, yeah.
It's almost your birthday.
In like... I don't know how to count. I'd say around 2 weeks.
2 weeks, wow.
18, a big number.
A big number indeed.
Are you stressed out about being 18?
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of stressed.
Okay.
Oh, we have been interrupted.
What exactly about it? Like, why?
It's just a turning point, you know? It's like 18. Yeah. All my until the years that have led up to my 18-year birthday was like, when you're 18, you can do what you want. 18, yeah. The big year, you're going to be a big boy now.
But I feel like it's kind of the last... barrier to adulthood.
That is
just
true.
Feel like in these last 2 years, mentally, I've matured a lot.
Yeah, me too. Especially these 2 last years.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just the last, like, official thing. But then I guess then you really are, you know.
Yeah, but when you're 19, 20, you're still kind of a kid, to be honest. You're like...
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, when you're 15 or...
Yeah, that's like...
That feels like...
It's infancy.
Like a huge difference to me, anyway. Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to change me in any way. Because there are those big moments in your life where you're like, this is when you're going to change, you know?
Yeah.
Is 18 going to be one of those, like, whoa?
Well, I think you can only really look at that in years. Because, like, there's things not happening now that probably change me a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, view them like that right now.
Because yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen the change of it. I guess that makes sense. But, you know.
That's a good point.
But we will see. And then when we're at the end of our month of traveling around, is my 18th birthday.
Oof.
Yeah.
I need to get you something.
Yeah. I also need to get you something. I mean, I have a present prepared. Yeah.
You viewers can help out if you have any suggestions.
Any suggestions, please send them to me. Find me on Facebook. Yeah.
That was good. Yeah, you know what I like. I don't have to tell you anyways.
Yeah.
My parents got me a big present, which is kind of stressful as well.
Is it the watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you want to hear about that whole story? Because
yeah.
We had to go to the shop a bunch of times because I chose one, but then my mom didn't really like it, so we had to go back. Yeah. Which I didn't really get. But I'm not really a cultured person in terms of watches. You know, I've had one Swatch for my whole life.
Nice.
But I do enjoy having a watch, you know. So it's a hard choice to make. And then for that amount of money as well, it's like, it's a lot of pressure as well.
Yeah.
I guess spending that much money on a single object is just a lot all the time.
Yeah. So did they change?
Yeah, we changed, but I like it more.
Really?
The other one, yeah. Mm. It's more of a classy watch, okay, rather than a sporty one, which I didn't know there was a difference back in the day, you know.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, a week ago.
back in the day.
But yeah, there are so many different types, so many different, you know, automatic watches and quartz.
There was a time where I was kind of obsessed with watches.
So yeah.
I do know.
When you watch all those YouTube videos,
yeah.
You get one recommended and you're like, let me just check it out.
Maybe you get sucked into the rabbit hole of watch videos.
Yeah.
And now I'm really into baby monkeys.
Really? Oh yeah, you've told me that.
There's this channel, it's called Every Wednesday. I suggest you check it out.
I've shown it to a bunch of my friends.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's basically this really buff, big guy who like goes to the gym, but then he has this tiny little monkey, and he's just like the sweetest guy ever with the monkey, and he takes care of it so well.
I've shown it to one of my friends, a girl,
mm-hmm.
and she really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Yeah. So I've been watching those a lot.
Yeah, they are good. What I'm watching when I'm taking a break, I do watch, you know, those metal detecting videos underwater. I don't know why, that just fascinates me.
Yeah.
Like, what's that guy's name? Danny something?
I don't know. I watch him.
Just search up metal detecting underwater.
It's the guy.
He found a pistol at one point.
That's many a times.
Yeah, but it feels very fake sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, wow, he finds a coin. Ooh, that's pretty crazy. But sometimes it's like, he finds a diamond gold watch and you're like, okay, that's not true.
But it is a good way to get some views, I guess.
I mean, it worked for me. I'm clicking on that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I guess that's the equivalent of an appealing cover on a book.
Indeed.
A thumbnail.
You never judge a book by its cover.
Ooh.
I might just get you a really nice book, like something leather bound or
ooh.
Something. Like that. But I'm.
I have a couple of those. My grandma gives them to on my birthday. She gives me like a classic French novel, which
nice.
I don't read because it's like old French, but
right.
It's just really pretty to have.
Mm.
I'll show them to you when you come to my house in France.
Yes.
Oh, I have quite a bunch.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to that?
I am looking forward to it. I also just love France, so, you know.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, and to going around. And what I'm really looking forward to is just being with a group of friends who we all like each other a lot, and then having all that freedom.
I can go to this shop if I want to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be very different than when. This is the first time I'm actually going abroad without teachers or parents.
Hmm. I did it last summer one time with my brother, and it's a real experience. I really enjoyed it, so I think we'll have
a very good time. Like the mentor of the group.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm so experienced.
We're so experienced with this type of traveling.
Yeah.
But we're not leaving Europe.
No, we're not.
Have you left? Oh, yeah, you have. You've lived in Mozambique.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I've left once for a Thailand trip.
Yeah. That's so weird to me. You've only left Europe one time.
It's weird to me, too.
Yeah.
But it's like my brother and sister have never left Europe.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is your sister going to do the cash trip?
She doesn't know yet because she's not quite the leaving the city type, you know? So it's like, I guess I would encourage her to do it just for the experience, you know? So at least she'll know whether or not she likes that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Especially to have the opportunity is just quite incredible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. If she really dislikes big insects, I guess
she shouldn't go.
There are so many videos of me eating big insects and that trip is crazy.
Yeah.
Or getting sunburnt.
Yeah.
Those ones are the
those are the famous
ones.
Yeah.
When certain someone slaps me in the back.
I just said a name.
Ooh. Why didn't you go on those trips, by the way?
I think spending 2,000 euros to fly me over there and then have me paint a wall is money wasted. That's why.
Shooting these shots immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn.
Yeah, and also because I mean, that's my real reason, but. In the back of my mind, I was also kind of like, I don't really want to have to write a motivation letter and do all these things.
It was quite over the top. We had to raise money as well.
Yeah, and I didn't really want to do that. So I didn't.
Well, I enjoyed it a lot, even though I got sunburned and I didn't please my stomach very much. But I mean, you know. It was. Now I know that I really like Asia and I'm definitely going to return there someday.
Yeah, Asia's a great place.
Where did you go?
Thailand with
oh yeah
someone
with you're having trouble
names.
It's like in like 20 years you'll be super famous and you're like, oh, you knew this guy. You mentioned me in the podcast.
Episode 100.
I've been starting listening to even more podcasts now before I go to bed. Because before I used... Bed? Yeah, I listened to music before.
Oh.
But it'd get me kind of excited. So yeah. I'd be like, oh yeah, I don't want to sleep anymore. Yeah. But now I'm like listening to podcasts and I'm like, oh, it's helping me. I'm listening to calm ones.
Okay.
Or humorous, like... giving their view on the world, which I found pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I found that I quite dislike what's his name? Rogan?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
You dislike his podcast or you dislike him?
Him.
Yeah,
let me explain. His format is pretty good. His voice is good, but sometimes his view on things are kind of what is he talking about?
Yeah.
Have you seen that video where he's talking about a gorilla?
Yeah, I have seen
He really freaks out about it. It's so good. Yeah, when he's like, there's a 6-ton pound of muscle just coming at you. You're like, he's like, oh, if all the gorillas, if there were as many gorillas as there were humans, we'd be gone. Yeah. It's just really good.
That's some good stuff, yeah. But I mean, a lot of people complain about him and all that, but you have to acknowledge that.
He's a talented man.
And the platform he's set up and all these things, it's very impressive.
He's very good at what he does. Yeah. I think we should take some parts of what he does well, you know? Like, he interacts well with people. He's very good at making people feel comfortable.
Yeah, and he's just a good interviewer.
Yeah. With, I don't know if you watched the one with Mike Tyson, he's very good.
I watched part of it.
He really opens him up, and then you really discover a new side to him.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about drugs and stuff like that, and you're like, I didn't know this about this guy. He's quite sensitive in the end.
Yeah. He makes a nice portrait of people.
I think if he wants to come to this podcast, maybe you should. You're welcome anytime, my man. It'd be funny if he actually came, but I mean, you know.
I don't see that happening.
Me neither. But he knows a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. We still haven't had a guest on this podcast.
And is it subliminally us not wanting to ruin the podcast?
Well, there have been times where we invited people, but they didn't show up.
Maybe it's people subliminals not wanting to come.
But next episode will be episode 10, but it's going to take a while for that episode to come out, so just...
We might have another, just a quick one like this, like a 9.6, 7.5.
Yeah, it's kind
of... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know?
Okay.
Because this is good pause during the day.
Yeah.
Even though this one might be kind of long.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's like 25 minutes. So I think it's time to wrap up.
Ooh,
so I gotta get back to studying.
Well, me too.
I think you should as well, yeah.
Oh, okay, you should announce that.
So, yeah, it'll take a while for the next podcast. Probably not a lot of people listening at this point. I'm sorry that this was so boring.
Wow, you sound so sad.
Yeah, well, I didn't think this was very good.
People are going to enjoy this.
Ah!
I'll tell you, the Joe Rogan part is very good.
Okay, well, thank you for listening, and we'll speak into your ears.
Yeah, talk to your friends about this podcast. You know, spread the word. We need to get some more viewers.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, yeah, thanks for listening.
And we'll see you in a few weeks.
Bye.